You used the word joy there again, and you've said it a number of times throughout our interview. And it, for some reason, I think of that film, that great film from years ago, Chariots of Fire, and the story of Eric Little, because that's such a similar concept, what he talks about when he said, when I run, I can feel God's pleasure. Is that a sentiment you can identify? When you play, when you use the talents you've been given, can you feel God's pleasure and his joy?
Totally. You know, I think it's something that I was experiencing even before I knew I was experiencing it. I remember in high school before I was associated with some of the Athletes in Action folks that really helped us learn about the joy of playing and you know, how we can play our sport as unto the Lord. I was already doing it in high school and I didn't even know it. You know, just the joy of doing what, you know, God has created you to do for that season of life. Is definitely where you want to be and where I try to encourage people to be. You know, you can do something at a high level, but at the end of the day, you still feel empty. And one of my favorite moments from college was we won a Big East title. I think my sophomore, junior year, I can't remember. It's in one of my journals, but I go back to my room and I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm happy we were celebrating. And I was sitting on my bed and I was smiling more. Yeah, we won and we played well and we're dominating everybody this year. We're just playing super well. But I'm not empty inside. And it was just a really cool, I mean, I don't know, I was probably 20 years old, 21. And just to realize that at the moment. And it was a significant moment for me because I knew my identity, like, I could stop playing basketball today and I would be okay.
Wow.
You know, just kind of that realization of my identity. It was just a really cool moment that kind of sticks out to me when it comes to kind of the greater joy of playing.